Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second ever episode of We're Walking in Memphis. I am your host, Brent Piles, and with me, as always, well, he wasn't here last week, but he's back this week. It's at J. Russell at Glen Abbott. Glenn, how in the heck are you feeling?
Yeah, there goes the neighborhood. I'm back.
Just when thought it was safe to get your grandmothers out, Glenn's back.
I really enjoyed the show last week, guys. That was a good show. Well done.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And of course, with us, of course, if this show is called Walking in Memphis, it would be awful strange for the mayor not to be here. So he's here. Hello, Mayor of Canton. How are you doing this Wednesday evening?
Man, I am incredible, amazing, so good because actually I'm just feeling really underdressed because I'm not wearing anything Arsenal related.
You need to get your Arsenal shirt.
I know. I need to. I don't have any. What jersey you got on there?
Me?
Is that a Saka?
I got Saka, yeah.
Okay. I was trying to look to see. Okay.
You can only tell on the back.
Yeah, I was trying to see. I'm like, I can't see anything on there. So
my next one, I'm either going to get either Gabrielle or Declan Rice. I'm trying to decide which one. Last name, Gabrielle, in case you're wondering. I know we got a lot of Gabrielles on our team.
Such a mark.
I am a mark. You're right, Glenn. I am absolutely a mark. I just joined this Arsenal train last year, but now I'm like the biggest Arsenal fan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It didn't take me very long.
I was a huge fan. I still am. However, every time I bet on them, I killed the team. So
yeah,
I stopped doing that. We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, we don't want you betting on
no Arsenal. More bets on Arsenal. Please. Every time I stopped betting on them, they were scoring 3, 4, 5 goals a game. So
yeah. Don't bet on Nebraska either.
Won't do it.
Just because it's not a good idea.
Yeah. I've been supporting them for 59 years, and I'm not as big a fan as you are.
Well, maybe that's why, Glenn. In 59 years, maybe I won't be as... But maybe I will. Of course, in 59 years, I'll be 89 years old. No? I'll be dead is where I'll be. don't ask me to do math. I'll be fucking dead, okay?
Walking in Memphis.
So, two new champions crowned this week. I'm not breaking any ground. Has everybody watched NXT?
No, but carry on anyway, because I don't think I'm going to get to watch
it. I know one of them that changed. I don't know the other. I'm trying to think who the other one would have been. Okay. Well,
you haven't seen it on social media, Glenn, about the title change of NXT?
I saw Trick.
Yeah.
He's now champion.
Yeah, and I meant Becky Lynch is now a new champion, too.
Oh, yeah, okay. I saw Raw.
Yeah, I knew you knew that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Raw. I just didn't see because of the problems of this new abode with the internet. It was hard to get the network up yesterday. So,
what's today? Today's Wednesday. I don't know why, but I thought it was Thursday, and that's a good thing I remembered it. It's not Thursday today because I would have been really upset tomorrow.
It is Wednesday, the 24th of April.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, so Trick Williams is the new NXT champion. The mayor, did you know that one? Sorry.
I knew that one, yes. Yeah. I was trying to think who the other one was because I thought we were just limiting it to NXT. I'm like, I don't remember seeing anyone else that had a match.
No, I mean, I haven't watched NXT either, but I already saw this spoiled on social media, so it doesn't matter. Honestly, when I saw that he was going to be facing Ilya for the championship on NXT, I figured that he was going to win that Trick was going to win the championship. And I figured they'll be moving Ilya up to the main roster, which makes a lot of sense.
Especially with the draft this weekend or this week. I think on Friday is the first day.
Yeah, Friday.
Draft.
Friday's
that's right.
I mean, first round. The NFL draft's tomorrow night.
Yes. The Big Bears got a big two picks. That should make you happy. They got two big picks. They can't screw it up. They can't screw up both of them.
Oh, yeah. Watch me, motherfucker. That's the Chicago Bears. Watch them fuck them both up. I bet they will.
Oh, boy.
That's a bet I would take. You know, Mayor, you know what bad drafting is all about. You're a Browns fan.
Oh, I know. Oh, God, I know. I have so many jerseys hanging in my closet that I wouldn't wear in public today.
Yeah. Yeah, some of them you probably should just throw in the garbage.
Yeah. One of them's in – actually, I don't know if he ever hung himself. I know he was in jail forever.
Winslow?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think he hung himself, but he's definitely in prison.
He should have.
Yeah, his crime in sports was so disgusting that I couldn't even listen to it. It's one of those ones where it's like, nope, that's too gross.
Yeah, I don't tell people to kill themselves. I don't joke about that lightly, but
no.
Kellen Winslow Jr., he can go ahead and go through with that one.
If you wanted to be the motherfucker, go ahead.
I don't have to listen to that now.
He's a rapist, scum of the earth. And so
not only a rapist, he raped grandmothers.
Yes. Only.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, he is a bad man. The Johnny Manziel episode, though, that one is hilarious just because Johnny Manziel is such a fucking idiot and it's so funny listening to them make fun of him.
Yeah, he's something.
But okay, well, I don't want to talk about bad NFL players because that's another podcast.
All limited to the Browns.
Yeah. Did you watch Monday Night Raw, Mayor, all of it?
I feel like I did. If we start talking about it, I'm sure I'll remember it because I know I watched it, but like, it's not all running through my brain. Yeah.
So there's two parts that I really liked, and they're not even matches. These were both promos. I really enjoyed the opening promo with Jey Uso and Damian Priest. I thought that was really, really good. I mean, Jey Uso is really coming into his own, and I mean, I would be surprised for them to take the belt off Priest this early, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did put it on Jey at this point. And like, maybe Priest is going to be a transitional champion because I still feel like they're showing the cracks in the Judgment Day. You know what I mean? So maybe somebody in the Judgment Day costs him the championship or messes it up somehow to further, you know, put the rift between them. And I'm saying that I love that idea or I think that's a great idea. I'm just saying I would not be surprised if at this point they put the belt on Jey just because he's so over with the crowd. I thought that was really good. And then, of course, the Drew McIntyre Sheamus thing was really funny when he was like, you know, you used to be banger after banger after banger, but it looks like you've been having burger after burger after burger. Yeah.
That was really, really good. Other than The Rock, I think Drew McIntyre might be the star of the show since the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
He has been fantastic. In-ring, social media-wise, everything. He's just killed it. The chosen one.
Yeah, and I think when he was in the ring, too, the fans were chanting, what? He's like, say what if you kiss your cousin? And they were like, what? He's like, you guys are gross.
Yeah, he's awesome. I've been loving Drew McIntyre. He's who I hope that ends up winning the belt off Damian Priest. I know it wouldn't make a lot of sense, but...
When they go to Glasgow, that would make a lot of sense for Clash of the Castle.
Yeah, because I feel I don't know. I just feel like Priest isn't going to lose it that quickly. But
yeah,
when is the Glasgow show?
Is that's July? Clash of the Castle. Oh, yeah.
July?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. June or July.
Yeah, I figure it'll be pre-SummerSlam. So that would make sense to me.
Yeah, unless they're going to break the Judgment Day apart sooner and maybe do like a Finn Balor, Damian Priest feud going into SummerSlam, but I don't know if I would.
It seems to be that they're breaking up the factions, though.
Some of them, at least.
With Rhea gone, not to hold it together, it would make sense to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be gone at least for several months, I would think. Otherwise, they wouldn't have taken the belt off of her.
I read 6 weeks, but then if you listen to Warring the Attitude, me and Glenn were talking, and he saw the rumor that she may be pregnant. So, who knows?
That's not a six week diagnosis.
Like I said, yeah, I know she's a superhuman person, but she can't give birth in 6 weeks. I don't think.
No.
No.
If anybody could do it, it'd be her or Taylor Swift. Clash of the Castle is June the 15th. Just for
all right there. Hmm. I saw the prices of that. I don't think I'll be going.
No.
No.
Man, they're having SmackDown up in Omaha, and just the price of just that, I don't even want to go.
The nosebleeds are like 150 quid or something.
Yep, that's like sounds like WrestleMania. Pay about $300 to sit up where you could only see ants wrestling in the ring.
I'll be letting you guys know on Friday. I think Friday's the pre-sale for SummerSlam. So I haven't got my access code. They're supposed to send me some sort of access code to get.
You probably get it the day before.
To get signed in to get tickets. But I will be letting you know how broke I will be after buying that.
I'm about to say, I'm sure that they're going to be the same price.
Oh, yes.
They're going to be the same price. So I can't comment anything else on NXT because I didn't see it. I haven't even watched all of Raw yet. I didn't watch the Battle Royal. You guys watched the Battle Royal? Was it a good Battle Royal?
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah, it was
I enjoyed it. Mm. I do want to say Sol Ruka added a springboard soul snatcher from the middle of the ropes and not even off the turnbuckle. And it was smooth. It looked good.
Oh, yeah.
Huge fan of her and everything she's got going forward.
Considering it was for the title, it was a sort of a B-list battle royal, though, wasn't it? Because there was no Bianca, there was...
Well, half of their women's roster that would be at the top of the main events all injured or out right now.
That's why when they said they're doing this battle royal, I'm like, it's got to be Becky Lynch because there isn't anybody else. Like, who, like, unless they want to do like some sort of shocking thing and have
Liv Morgan.
Yeah, I guess that could have been her, but like, she's not ready to do it yet because she's like kind of like a, like they're trying to turn her heel, but she's, I guess she really is heel because people hate her because she hurt Rhea, which that's all storyline people. I don't think she really hurt her. I don't know if you people know that or not. But.
No, if people got seriously injured every time somebody threw a chair at them, then
everybody.
There wouldn't be a lot of AEW stars around for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they had a pay-per-view, too. I had someone tell me online if I was going to watch any AEW match ever, it would be Daniel Bryan. It should be Daniel Bryan. I mean, Bryan Danielson versus Will Ospreay. And I didn't want to tell this person this, but fuck Will Ospreay, and I'll never watch one of his matches. I don't care how good it is. I didn't say that to him, but that's what I thought when I read that. I went, well, I'm sorry, but I won't watch Will Ospreay if you pay me. I'm sure it was great. I mean, he's a great wrestler. I just think he's a dick. So,
yeah.
I saw the clip of him taking Bryan Danielson's knee to the jaw.
Yeah,
man, that looked so painful. I wouldn't have got back up after that. I would just let Danielson pin me because it looked painful.
I don't care.
I'm calling the match right there.
Yeah, I do want to say I was happy to see that old Swerve Strickland is the AEW champion. Good for him. I've always been a big fan of his, so I'm really glad to see that he is the AEW. Yeah, WWE, what the fuck were you doing? Why?
It's finally his house.
Yep, it's officially Swerve's house now.
It turned out all right for both parties. I think he's Swerve is where he should be. He's a bigger star there than he would have been in WWE.
That's true. Especially if they would have kept him around when, I mean, he might be okay now in this era, but you know, 2 or 3 years ago when they let him go, he certainly wouldn't have got any sort of chance. So you're definitely right. And he really broke out there. So good for him. I always saw a lot of potential in that guy, and I don't want to say I was right, but
you were right.
Thank you. Sorry. Anything else that anybody wanted to talk about from wrestling, from soccer, from, I don't know, basketball? How are the Cavs looking?
They're up 2-0 in the series.
I watched game one. I didn't see game two, but they destroyed them game one.
I unfortunately can't even watch the home games because they're blacked out here, which is a huge problem. The local market can't even watch their own home games.
It's not sold out?
It doesn't matter. Bally's owns the right to it, so if you don't have a Bally's account, and even if you do, if you're local, you can't see it, and it's blacked out locally. So you basically have to have a VPN bouncer to say you're not where you are to be able to watch your own home games.
It's like Saturday afternoon football over here.
It makes no sense.
Game kicks off at 3 o'clock. You ain't getting it live.
You can't watch it on any cable TV, on YouTube TV, on any streaming. The only way you can watch it is through the Bally's app, which no one has. Why would I have the Bally's app? They're a company that's going bankrupt. Like,
I'm, if you can tell by my face, I'm shocked and appalled by all of this.
Yes.
I would be so mad if the Bulls were in the playoffs and I lived in Chicago and I couldn't watch it.
Yeah. I mean, once I think they get, if they made it to like the Eastern Conference Finals or NBA Finals, I think they'd be on TBS or TNT, whichever one it is, and then it'll be fine. But these the first round, you cannot watch it here locally.
That is fucking bullshit. I couldn't, if they had the Nebraska game on Saturday and the people here couldn't watch it, there would be riots in the streets. They could be 0-6, and if you couldn't watch that seventh game, there would be riots in the streets. Like, they, people would lose their fucking shit if they
just people watch throwing runzas at the
forget about it. The spring games this weekend, as a matter of fact. So that'll be fun. We'll get to see what our five-star quarterback, who had once committed to Ohio State, but is now at Nebraska, is going to do. So that's actually pretty excited about that.
Yeah, we just had our spring game last week, and it was a beautiful day. And now here in Canton, Ohio, it is the record low in recorded history. It's going to be like 28 degrees tonight, and that's without the wind chill.
Yikes.
Yeah, with the wind chill, I think it's going to be like 15 out or something stupid for the end of April.
No, we're supposed to get a bunch of rain.
Not to talk about weather, but just it's historic.
We used to do 5 minutes on the weather when we started the show, so it's nice that we got back to our roots.
Yeah.
Weather. Well, let's do it. It is another episode of Memphis Wrestling. It is from, it says January 22nd, but that's not right. It is January 29th is the right date. And I'm going to put up on the screen here, and we are going to have a look at some more classic Memphis wrestling. Are you guys excited?
Oh, very.
This is 83 or 84?
We are in 83.
Okay. Still living there then.
Yeah, we'll stick with 83 for a little while. So, all right, let's do it.
It's a classic opening.
One man taking advantage of another man. Really?
Yeah.
No pants.
One man making another man his bitch.
Ooh, hello again, everybody. Lance Russell and Dave Brown. Lance.
Got to get a little bit of Lance Russell in there, too.
That's Memphis Wrestling for you.
That's my right.
Making another man his bitch.
And the one man making another man his bitch. That's right. That's what they do down there in Memphis.
We don't like the Dave Brown, though. We like Lance.
Dave Brown. From Trenton, Tennessee, it says here.
That is some unmovable hair, that. It's like a crash helmet.
Yeah, that motherfucker get caught in a hurricane. That shit ain't going no place.
No.
It ain't going nowhere. Dave Brown. This is funny. On Dave Brown's thing here, it says alter ego. Dave Brown.
He's his own alter ego. He's that Spider-Man meme where he's just pointing at himself. It's two Dave Browns.
We're going to see the Fabulous Ones. Lawler Sugar. I don't know what that means. Adrian Streepin.
There we go, the Fabulous Ones.
We saw this last week, but I don't think we can ever see enough of it, right?
Not grown men in top hats and strutting and cutting.
Oh, yeah, I don't know who sings that song, but it might get copyrighted, so I don't want to play too much of it.
I very much doubt that by now.
I don't, maybe not. Who knows? Oh, look at those flying feet, Mayor. You can do that, right?
Oh yeah. Was that Cactus Jack?
No, I don't think so.
There's no way it could have been him in 84, 83.
Probably not. He was hitchhiking to Madison Square Garden in 83, I think.
No, it was saying Lawler and Sugar because Coco's name was Sweet Sugar.
Oh, I thought Lawler Sugar was some sort of weird thing that he used to give kids to try to get him in his car. I mean, I thought it was some putting Kool-Aid.
Allegedly.
Lawler stayed away from the sugar booger, unlike Tony Khan.
Yes, Jerry Lawler allegedly did that.
And most of Memphis wrestling, probably.
Yeah, too many of them, unfortunately. Don't make me get it back up on my soapbox that I got up on Warren Attitude. I ran for a couple of minutes. I'm not going to do that again. I like the video and all, but I just feel like it goes on a little too long. They should do more of that, but in slow motion of him kicking his feet. I like that. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you, what do you do when you're trying to float in the swimming pool? You kick your feet like that. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Oh, he's stealing. They're the real kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, top hat wearing, motherfucking glowing.
Yeah.
Strange question, but can you guys both swim?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not that strange of a question. More people can't swim than you think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't realize how many people don't know how to swim until I became an adult.
Yeah.
He goes tubing and drinking.
Okay. Yeah, but most of those are probably pretty low. You could just jump out and like walk.
Yeah, most of it is, but there is some of it that is deep. But yeah, I've been out there wasted. That's for sure. Definitely could have drowned if I was alone.
Yeah, I got sucked into a riptide.
Oh, getting all excited there.
Yeah, they love the women's and the less than women's.
They are hugging every. It's like they were like, all right, all the women in the front row, so we can hug the fabulous ones. And they said, no dudes.
It was like
a 5 or 6 year old there. They were hugging. Oh god.
Well, they're just saying hi. Yeah.
It was like Richard Dawson on Family Feud.
He would kiss every single
female contestant. It didn't matter the age. They could be 75. They could be 15. He's right on the lips.
Yeah.
There's like the Family Guy joke where Peter is the host of Family Feud and he brings the girl over and he's like, just need to reach my shirt, hand up under your shirt and touch that one and that one. We're looking for something you shot for at the mall. That's horrible, by the way. We're not making jokes about that. We're just.
It's a cartoon.
Yes, it's a cartoon. It is a cartoon. All right.
Or Jerry Lawler's biography.
Oh, allegedly. I haven't read it. They're taking on Pat Hutchinson and The Invader.
I wonder which one's which.
The Invader, a.k.a. Jerry Allen, a.k.a. Jerry O, a.k.a. Jerry Oski, a.k.a. Ariel Scourge, a.k.a. Jerry Asker.
Why is he wearing long johns?
It's cold.
It is January. Memphis, it still is cold.
Oh, no, it's a singlet. It's
not God. The Invader didn't live for very long. He died when he was 33 years old.
I'm not surprised dressed like that.
I mean, when you invade things, you got to expect the worst.
Yeah.
Apparently, he invaded someone's home and they shot him. who knew? That's not true.
The Invader's a large man, though. He's dwarfing everyone else for the most part.
It's a weird getup, though. Like,
it certainly is.
I guess if you're an invader, though, you do need to have a black mask.
It's not the most flattering look, although he may be very ugly underneath, so we're not sure.
Let's see if we can find a picture of the fucking guy. Let's see. maybe not. He's from New Haven, Connecticut, huh? New Haven, like Mario Mancini.
Yeah.
You guys know Mario Mancini, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure. I figured you did, but you never know. Some people don't know. Some people don't know about Mario.
Was Paul Roma from there also?
Yes.
Yes, he was.
Well, I found a picture of Jerry. He's not that ugly. He's an okay looking guy. Oh, he doesn't even look like he would break into your house.
He would not invade your home.
No, he does not look like a home invader. But then again, I guess I don't know what a home invader looks like.
I know what a space invader looks like. I played that game a lot.
It's a great game.
Glenn's doing a good Space Invader move there.
That was good, Glenn. Luckily, we could do these on video so people saw that, Glenn. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, gut-wrench takedown there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's now a he's riding.
Wrestling
it.
Going on.
R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. Oh, he wore out his ass. See, look at him. He's like, man, my ass hurts. What did you do to him?
That's what Taco Bell was, 20 cents a taco. He was
he fucking psycho sit in his pants is what happened. He WrestleMania 13 himself. That's fun. Oh, smart. Go to the eyes. Oh fuck, he just kicked the shit out of him.
Wow, what a kick.
Wow. So this is my first really witnessing of the fantastic ones. I've obviously know Stan Lane from
Yeah, that's Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Stan. I felt like I had to, I'm sorry.
No, I'm you sorry. Have to quote Eminem lyrics.
Well, if somebody says Stan, I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
That's where the term came from, actually, because so many people loved Stan Lane.
So is that Steve? Oh, that's, yeah, of course. So is that, is Steve, is that, so Steve Kern is his partner, right?
Yes.
And that's Skinner?
Yeah, I think yeah. so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, wow. You're right. Yeah.
So we've got a soon to be a gator fighter and a guy who's going to be in the Midnight Express.
Express, yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Soon to be in a lot of women's hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Right after the show.
I've heard some of the stories that newsstand and yes.
Oh, and that's it.
There's nothing alleged about that.
No, I don't. Yeah, I think it's safe to say we can just not do allegedly on that one.
Yeah,
sweet Stan Lane got around.
Yeah, like Tupac.
Mm-hmm. Very much. They look similar.
Yeah.
He's just Tupac without a nose ring.
That's right. Come on. There's the fourth member of our team. Thurman Sparky Plug is here. He's made a run in.
Sparky Plug was no, he wasn't from Memphis. He was from Alabama, wasn't he?
He was from Alabama. His finishing move was Alabama's Slam. And so the mystery of our last Memphis wrestling episode, we couldn't figure out who the tag team partner was of Terry Taylor because first we thought they said it was Jacques Rougeau and there was no way it was Jacques Rougeau, yeah. And then they said it was Stan Lane and there was no way it was Stan Lane. Oh. It was Superstar Bill Dundee, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So mystery solved.
And they've actually, got the credit right this week.
Yeah, they actually do have it right this week.
Yeah, baby. This is Jimmy.
Oh, we got Jimmy Hart. He's here with beautiful Bobby Eaton, who was very beautiful in 1983.
I can't get over how much older Jimmy Hart looks there than he did in 1992.
Yeah, I mean, he still looks the same as he does in 1992 now, so he looks younger now than he did then.
He does.
Was the other guy's name Sabu?
Yeah, Wild Man Sabu. Or Sabu the Wild Man.
He looks like he's a wild man, doesn't he?
Oh, you might know him. He was Coco Samoa. Do you remember Coco Samoa?
I can't say I do.
No, that doesn't ring a bell.
God damn it, Thurman. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I even got a hold of a microphone cord. Yeah.
This is the most I think I've ever seen beautiful Bobby speak.
Well, he's beautiful. He don't need to speak.
No, I mean his looks speak for him.
He also wrestled this Tama Samoa.
Is he part of the Bloodline?
Does
he throw up his one at the end of this match?
He might. He very well could. I'm not sure. He's gonna show up on fucking SmackDown this week and help them beat up somebody.
There's a lot of Bloodline that did run through the Memphis territory, so who knows?
Mm.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, Jerry did like his Samoans, didn't he?
Well, they're good guys to have around.
God, yes.
Yeah. Especially back in that day when half the crowd was carrying knives that wanted to fight the heels.
Yeah. That,
yeah. I don't care how many weapons you got. You better not try to fight a Samoan. No.
Uh-oh. Everyone there carried fishing knives.
They better have something better than a fishing knife. That ain't gonna get the job done.
No. You're just gonna end up with a blunt knife. You try stabbing one of those Samoans.
Yeah. I think so. I don't remember who said it, but they were like, I wouldn't fight Haku if I had a tank.
No, that's right.
No.
Oh, speaking of that, did you see Haku's son sign the WWE?
Oh yeah, Toma? Yeah, he showed up on SmackDown.
SmackDown.
Yeah. Yep, I did see that.
Yeah, he's Solo Sikoa's second in command.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I've heard rumors that they've signed Jacob Fatu as well.
Ooh. So that'd be a tasty bloodline, that is.
Ooh, boy. Yeah. I wouldn't want to see them boys in the back alley. You know what I mean?
I'm guessing there's going to be a bloodline split, and there's going to be two factions, like NWO Black and White and NWO Wolfpack, and one's going to be Roman and one's going to be Rock. Yeah.
This is just that's a recap probably. We saw last time where they pushed Sweet Brown Sugar to the edge, and now he's turned on them and joined Jerry Lawler. But yeah, I agree with you. The Rock's going to be back at some point. I think when Solo says by order of the Tribal Chief, I think he's talking about The Rock. And so I think it'll be like, you know, The Rock, and then those guys, and then it'll be Roman, and, you know, the Usos will get back together. And
Then where does Heyman align with?
He'll be with Roman. Yeah. They're treating him like a dog at the moment.
They really are, yeah.
Look at that drop kick. Woo!
Beautiful. What a Sweet Brown Sugar drop kick, if you know what I mean, pal. And that was when superstar Bill Dundee, not Jacques Rougeau, not even a little bit, and Terry Taylor. Sweet Brown Sugar and beautiful Bobby Eaton. I can't help myself. And here we go. The breakup has happened. Jimmy Hart can't get him. I think he slaps him again, doesn't he?
Yeah.
In the words of Charlie Murphy, you don't slap a man. Even back when slapping was fashionable, you know, you slap somebody and say, I challenge you to a duel. Somebody had to die after that. There was a gunfight. Somebody had to go. You know what I mean? You don't slap a man.
Oh, he just slapped him good, too.
He did. Hit him. Punch him right in the face. Oh, yeah. I think we did a whole Happy Gilmore storyline, didn't we? They have Sweet Brown Sugar's grandmama's house, right?
Yes.
And so he's got to be obedient to them or they're going to, you know, kick grandmama out. But now they're going to have a big tag team match with Bobby Eaton and a tag team and Sabu the Wild Man versus Jerry Lawler and Coco Beware. And if Coco and Jerry Lawler win, they get grandmama's house back. So hopefully they can do it. Hopefully get our house back.
How about a glass of shut the hell up, Grandma?
I think I've seen that movie.
What do you mean, Glenn? This is all it's something I just made up right now. You've never seen that movie. See? He's like, Grandma's forget about it. She's gonna be living in the homeless shelter. Forget about it.
Oh man. He took that punch. He's got a really bad to jump after that one.
Yeah, he got a real band. Now he's like, look what you did to my shoes, and you stepped on my jacket. Now my shoes fall straight to the ground. They don't fall like that.
I think Dave Brown's back there just like,
what the hell is going on?
He wants some Taco Bell.
Like, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty high from the head. All the hairspray I fucking sprayed in my hair earlier.
Yeah.
It's coming off. This is some sort of beatdown. I don't know what this is. They just pile drove some poor bastard. They got another guy tied up in the tree of wool here.
There's a murder going on.
There's no continuity to this whatsoever, is there?
It's like a wrestling show on a fever dream. Yeah, it's going everywhere. I don't understand.
There's a lot of recapping going on.
Ooh.
This guy's dead, I'm pretty sure. This guy over here.
Bobby Eaton's just pile driving everyone.
If he's not, he's just been fed to the Samoa, so he will be now.
Good God. Those are the smallest looking turnbuckles I've ever seen, but that's probably actually what they really look like. The WWE says it just has those big pads over them, so I wouldn't know unless somebody took them off. Stop it. He's already dead. We got a guy out here in a suit jacket. He's not fucking around. The Samoan guy's biting him. He's pulling his. I wouldn't do that. Yes, I
just realized.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. That was a punch.
Who's the old guy here? He ain't fucking around. He just dropped the Samoan guy with one punch.
He came in from the crowd. It's Johnny the Paint Store Manager.
No, he's going to die now.
He said, God damn it. I won't stand for this. I sold that man the paint he used in his living room. I won't stand for this. He went in there and just dropped fucking Coco Samoa.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, here comes Sweet Brown Sugar straight from Grandmama's house. He's going crazy in here. Look
they
at
get
that.
Very, they get wow. very excitable on this show, didn't they?
Really look do. At the crowd, though. The crowd is all into this. They love it.
Oh yeah.
How could you not? How could you not love the sweet brown sugar? It's okay. sweet and sugar.
I was gonna say that I'd never realized that Beautiful Bobby was managed by three of the four of my Mount Rushmore managers.
Yeah, Jimmy Hart, fucking Paul Heyman, and
Cornette.
Yeah. Who's your other one?
He had some good mouthpieces, Bobby Heenan.
Bobby Heenan, yeah, that makes sense. He really did, yeah. He had a lot going for him. No wonder he didn't talk that much. He didn't need to say a goddamn thing.
No, I can't. You don't really need to talk when you have those three guys as your manager.
Oh, I know why he's dressed like he works at the fucking circus, because they brought a guy out here with a chain. That's why he's an animal. I understand.
Yeah.
Makes sense. He's got a cane like a pimp. He looks like he's going to fucking tame a lion. I'm not sure what's going on. He said, roar, bitch, why you give me that money?
That's because he lost his shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got another outfit.
Got to go with the whole new. Once you lose the shoes, you got to get a whole new outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that. It was funny. When I was younger, I used to always, like, I would make sure that, like, my hat matched my shirt. And now I wear sweatpants everywhere. It's funny where life takes you.
It certainly does.
I mean, when you're Samoan, you don't even have to wear shoes, though. So
I guess that's true. But luckily, I'm not Samoan. And trust me, you don't want to see me without shoes on. It's not pretty. It ain't pretty.
You just wear a chain and underwear into public.
Well, and who's going to stop you?
It's true.
You ever saw those signs, no shirt, no shoes, no service? That doesn't apply to Samoan people. Whatever you want, sir.
Now, ironically, it's two Samoans that have got probably the biggest shoe deal in WWE.
I mean, that's a good point. Well, this Solo still wrestles barefoot, doesn't he?
No, yeah. he wears boots.
Does he now?
Oh. I think so.
He was barefoot for a while there. I just wouldn't want to get in that ring where people have been sweating, spitting, and bleeding. But
no, that's a staph infection waiting to happen. That's
I guess they change it a lot, though, now. When you go to a live show, they change it a lot. So they're working him over. Oh, he thumbed him right in the eye. The referee said, come on, man, you're Samoan. You don't have to do that. Just hit him.
Just say, bite me. You'll be fine.
The Samoan didn't even tag in.
No, he doesn't have to.
He's a short Samoan man, though.
I wasn't going to tell him.
I mean, if you shave down that afro, he's got to be like 5'2".
He's not tall. You are right. He is a little guy.
His head barely.
Like I said, I wouldn't say it to his face. And that's not just because he's short. I just wouldn't say it to his face.
Wait, who's the tag partner now in this?
I didn't read. So we got. I'm sorry.
I don't know who these guys are.
Aaron Holt and Willie McCoy. And I would tell you more about these guys, but they are non-linkers. So I couldn't tell you shit about them because there's no links for them.
No.
I was going to say Willie McCoy's got to be the paler skin of the fellas, but neither of these guys have seen a tanning bed.
No.
Or the sun.
No. Apparently, it's been very cloudy in Memphis. It is January, though, I guess so.
Or a gym by the look of them.
No, they've definitely seen a Burger King, though.
Mm. Burger after burger after burger.
Yeah, that's right, pal. Goddamn, pal. The burgers are everywhere.
I want that on my tombstone one day.
Burger after burger after burger.
Yeah.
Xavier, I don't think he was kidding. I think he was just in case. Like, he's like, just in case you guys, something happens. What do you want me to do with your bodies? I don't care. I'll be dead. Whatever cheapest. I'll be dead. I don't care.
Sell me to the city as a speed bump.
Sure. If that can get you $50, go ahead. My father would be wrong. See, I was worth something. You son of a bitch. It's $50. Here we go. We tagged in old Bobby Eaton. Got great hair. Great helmet hair here. His hair moves, though, unlike Dave Brown's.
Yeah.
At least a little.
That's beautiful. Bobby's got a beautiful head of hair. Oh, my gosh. Not to change Memphis Championship Wrestling, because this is incredible. But I just looked up, and Tony Khan is coming to the ring for AEW Dynamite. Don't know why. Volume's muted.
Interesting.
It's got to be big news.
Oh, it's a big announcement, I'm sure.
It's got to be a big announcement.
He's announcing that King Samoa here is going to be their newest signee.
So Sabu the Wild Man is on
Sabu the Wild
right
Man.
Now on AEW, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be teaming with Willie McCoy. As a matter of fact, it's a real throwback to Memphis wrestling. They're in Memphis tonight. I don't think they are.
Sabu the Wild Man will be the fourth tallest man in their promotion.
That's funny. Thank you. Wow. There we go. Sabu the Wild Man is the winner. He's on his way to AEW motherfucking Dynamite. Dynamite!
Man. That was a huge saying back in 1984, I'm assuming.
I don't know how I've said AEW Dynamite all this many times and I haven't done that once yet, so it's a miracle.
Especially when we're in 1983. We haven't taken our time machine yet.
You're right. I ran out of all that. I used to have a time machine, then I ran out of all the Canadian petroleum. Plutonium. Yeah, that's the word. And it doesn't run anymore, so I had to sell it for parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that goes.
Yeah. That's a bummer, that is.
When you have to sell your Canadian time machine. That's some way throwback to AWI Pod. I think only Glenn knows what I'm talking about. The mayor doesn't even know about that.
No.
All right. Jerry the King Lawler is already in the ring with Sweet Brown Sugar, and they are taking on the Masked Crusaders.
Wow.
I'm sorry. The Masked Marauders?
Marauders.
That's what it is.
Marauders, yeah.
We don't know who they are.
Marauder 1 and Marauder 2.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to tell them apart, okay? Don't. Don't do it. I don't know. Oh, let's see. Let's see if we can find...
The first one in the ring has to be Marauder number 1.
Yep. Well, he's... So the guy with a shirt is number 1, and the guy without a shirt is number 2. They had 4 matches, this tag team.
I was going to say which one stands up when he's using the restroom is number 1, and the one that sits down is number 2.
Obviously. That's clearly the answer.
You just got to stand outside the stall and wait.
Why is that so funny? But it is. The mask. This is their second to last match, so they only got one more match after this. These masked guys. So you want to guess how many of they had 5 matches? Do you want to guess how many they won?
None.
Less than 5. Less than 1.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't win any of them. No, they lost them all. They lost. Well, they faced Bill Dundee and Jerry Lawler.
That's a loss.
Jacques Rougeau and Terry Taylor. It was not Jacques Rougeau. I guarantee you it wasn't. They lost to the Fabulous Ones. They're going to lose this match, and then they lose an 8-man tag team match with Bobby Fulton, Dutch Mantel, King Cobra.
Oh,
I'm not making this up. King Cobra and Philip Rougeau. Who the fuck is Philip Rougeau?
I don't know. It's not a very...
Whoa!
Philippe? Was it Philippe? Was it more French?
Philippe Rougeau.
Philippe Rougeau.
He's a brother. He must be something because he... No, his real name... His real last name is Rougeau, so he must be a brother or something. Cousin. Not sure. Jerry Lawler is an all red. I don't like it. I don't know why I don't like it, but I don't.
He's still got the strap up.
Well, that's good.
I don't know if Lawler's going to have to take the strap down for this match, because that's the hulking up move.
Well, he might. These guys are pretty tough, Mayor. They're wearing masks.
They maraud.
I almost said these guys are pretty tough masks. They're wearing mares. I was close to saying it.
They're both mares.
I feel like Have you ever seen the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. He looks like he's wearing like the red guy's getup when they go to the fucking to the weird planet and they have to fucking get whatever to save Zordon. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting a very very Power Rangers vibe from his getup here. I don't like. I don't know why, but I just don't. I'm not a fan. I don't like Jerry Lawler in red. I don't like it. I do like Coco Beware in any color.
Coco Beware is just
Oh wow.
He knocked him stiff.
That was just a part of him, the paint guy from earlier.
Yeah.
Jerry Lawler. Oh wow, he's really popping him.
He looked like he was jacking off, to be honest with you.
So is Coco. They're having a
they're having a
battle.
Punch off.
They're having a beat off.
They just start playing Beat It over the loudspeaker.
Sorry. We're very juvenile this episode.
This episode? Are you narrowing it down
you're
to
right,
one?
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Wow. The beginning of a beautiful friendship. Sweet Brown Sugar and Jerry Lawler.
That was a real thriller. Marauder, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Marauder?
Yep, I don't think he is. Number one or number two. Yeah, I think they called him Pissy and Shitty for short. Next up, the exotic Adrian Street will be out here.
Yeah, finally, a bit of class to the proceedings.
That's right, pal. He's going to be teaming with someone called the Apocalypse.
That's got to be Sid, right?
That sounds a bit...
So I don't think Sid debuted until... It might have been 83, but he debuted as Lord Humongous. I know that's Humongous. A fact.
Yeah.
Check out the Lifetime.
We saw his... reviewed his debut.
His debut.
They debut.
We're about to review his debut in the World Wrestling. Well, it's his re-debut in the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
He's clearly reading with the weather report. Everybody in Memphis, we want you to know that on Saturday the 13th, it's going to be clear skies. So get on out there to the basketball courts if you want to see Jerry Lawler participate in a touch football contest. Get out there. And he loves touch football. If you want to join the touch football league, get a hold of Jerry Lawler, but you can't be the quarterback of his team because he's the quarterback because he pays for the uniform, so he's the quarterback.
Especially if you're a teenage girl, he'll happily touch you.
God damn it, Glenn. Allegedly. Okay, that's a woman. I was like, I hope this guy with him is not the tag team partner, but that's a woman. So
is that that's not Adams, is it? The gentleman Chris Adams?
No. I just watched his Dark Side of the Ring today. That was pretty fun. He got shot by a guy named Brent. Did you know that?
No.
The Marauder is in pink. No, it's not the Marauder, is it? What is it? He's with?
The Apocalypse.
The Apocalypse is in pink.
Jim Cornette. Guy in blue jacket, it says he's with Jim Cornette's with him, yeah. But I don't think that is Jim Cornette.
That is not Jim Cornette. There's zero chance.
It could be.
There's no way. Actually, you know, Cornette is pretty tall, so it might be.
So, the Apocalypse also wrestled as Beast Man, Coconut Browner.
Coconut. Got nunchucks. Look at him, he's got nunchucks.
Mike Browner. Willie Boyer, and my favorite one, California Hippie.
The California Hippie with his nunchucks.
That's my favorite one, California Hippie. He was a wrestler, a tag team wrestler, and a referee. He wrestled for 46 years, it says.
Yeah.
The Apocalypse?
Yeah. His Holy finishing cow. Move was the flying football tackle or the hippie hang up and the hippie hold. I'm not sure what that is, but it sounds dirty.
Oh, man.
Sounds filthy. The hippie He's starting out. They're taking on Ian Reese and King Cobra.
That is Jim because he always took a seat.
All right. Well, there you
go. These early days.
He just looks so young. We're not used to it.
Yeah.
And he's taller than all of the other people in during the ring.
Come on, Kate. I mean, Cage Match needs to get their shit together because every person's personal data. It says alter ego, and then the person's same name. So the King Cobra's alter ego is King Cobra.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever drank King Cobra?
Oh, lovely beer.
You like the King Cobra, Glenn? Wow.
Yeah.
I drank some Cobra stuff.
We get the proper Indian stuff over here in the Indian restaurants. So you have a curry. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I drank some Cobra sake once. You know what that is?
Mm-mm. I've had sake, not Cobra sake.
That's nasty.
Yeah, you could start a fucking car with that shit.
Yeah, you can.
I was at this party with these Asian people, and they're like, "Here, try a drink of this." I took one drink of this. I said, "Fuck all you guys," and I went home.
Yeah, don't blame you.
I literally did. I was like, "Fuck all y'all," and I left.
Couldn't taste anything for a week.
Yeah, I'm surprised I even made it out the door. I said, "You motherfuckers, I ate every one of you."
Was it warm too?
Yes, it was warm.
Oh yeah,
it was the worst experience of my life.
I'm still trying to figure out how this man had a 42-year career in wrestling and he looks like that.
It's amazing, really. It's who knows. His mask is, does he have like a wrestling helmet underneath, like one of those things Rick Steiner used to wear underneath his mask? Because that's awful strange.
I think so. That's awful. Looks like it, doesn't it?
He looks like a weird Star Wars character.
Yeah.
What the fuck? They bring Adrian Streep out here with a guy who's dressed weirder than he is. That didn't happen very often.
No, and they haven't already used Adrian yet.
Yeah, he's been in once.
Yeah, he was in there for a little bit earlier. I think we were too busy talking about we were talking about the Apocalypse long historic career.
Yeah.
And Miss Linda there.
She looks like Alice Cooper, doesn't she?
She does.
Which is not something you want to say for a woman. No. I don't know what her face looks like, okay? From the back, she looks like Alice Cooper.
You wouldn't want to say it to her face either. And expect to live.
No, probably not.
Even at her age now, you wouldn't.
He just countered the Boston Crab.
He did. I mean, you can't. I don't know which one's Ian Reese and which one's King Cobra. I have no idea.
These are no real jobbers, are they? They're putting up a fight here.
They are. They're doing better than any other tag team you saw out here against the Star tag team. Oh,
that was a stiff knee, right in the ribs.
So Glenn, about what year did Adrian Street really start coming over to the States?
Oh, it was late 70s.
Okay.
That's 78, 79.
So when would he? So his right now, when would he? When if he had debuted then, like in the '40s?
I think it was 1950 something. I'll check.
I guess I could look at. I have the fucking right here. I could just look. His in ring debut was in 1959.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I should have remembered that. It's a good year that 1959.
I'm sorry, 1957, Glenn. Sorry.
Oh.
Were you born in 59?
I was born in 59, yeah.
Sorry, Glenn. I was off by... His last match was in 2014. He's not still living, is he?
He just passed away recently, didn't he? Adrian Street?
He might have passed away.
I thought he passed away like in the last 2 years or so, maybe.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He died last year. July of last year. He's 82 years old.
Mm-hmm. I know he'd had a good run, especially for a wrestler.
Yeah, 82 years for a wrestler, that's twice the years you get usually. Especially in that era.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cornette has tons of good stories about Adrian Street and Miss Linda and all of the British slang that he learned from them and traveling on the road with them.
Do you think he knew the C word before he met them, or you think they taught it to him?
Oh, he definitely uses it very well at times. So,
Yeah, that would have been Adrian teaching him that.
I don't know. I feel like Jim Cornette probably knew it before, but maybe.
He definitely is a master of the swear words.
Mm-hmm. He's really good at them. I like to feel I'm pretty good with swear words, but I know it's got, I got nothing on Jim Cornette.
No, he's he's like Picasso with paint. With the swear,
you know, like in everybody's neighborhood, there was always that little kid that I would always get sent home from people's house for cussing. I was that kid.
I was the kid whose every parent loved, and they just didn't realize that I was the one that was the mastermind behind all the other kids doing the bad things, and I never got in trouble for anything. I was the real Eddie Haskell.
What? Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, I'm not shocked by these findings either. I was, this might surprise you guys, but I was a hothead.
I was too. I just always had other people do my bidding.
I wish I would have had the control to try to get someone else to do it. I would just, sure. It wouldn't take much.
I was not reactionary. I was revenge driven.
I was very, it didn't matter if I didn't have a chance either. I would have fought anybody. I didn't, if I was six, I would have fought somebody who was 17. If I'd gotten rageful, I wouldn't have cared. I would have lost horribly, but I would have tried.
Look at this man in the pink. Who's that?
We got Bill Dundee and Terry Taylor. They're taking on Jesse Barr and the Angel. And I really hope Bill the Angel isn't that tall, ugly guy. Because he's more like the demon.
Guess which one's the Angel?
It's him, isn't it?
It's got to be. It.
You guys want to hear some of his other wrestling names?
Go on.
Cue Ball Jones.
That should have been one of them. A-Team number two. So he was the number two. Angel, a.k.a. the French Angel. Colossus of Death. Lucifer.
Colossus?
Yeah. Colossus
of
Death. Well, but not big, Glenn. The Colossus of Death. He brings a big death upon him. Right. He's okay. Big. Lucifer, spoiler, and then Mighty Yankee number two. And I want to find out who Mighty Yankee number one is, because I don't know about you guys, but I want to watch a goddamn match featuring the Mighty Yankees. The
Mighty Yankees. Oh, definitely. We've got to try that, yeah.
Please. Yes. Yeah, he is definitely no Angel. Not anyone that I've ever seen anyway. He looks like Skull Von Crush.
He does. He definitely looks like that.
Oof.
Wow. That was stiff.
That was stiffy. Fucking
the. Is this the Rooster?
Yeah, that is the Rooster.
Okay.
Jesse Barr, who was also Jimmy Jack Funk. Do you remember Jimmy Jack Funk?
Yeah, Jesse Barr was also, oh, I'm thinking Art Barr, never mind.
Yeah, Art Barr was in the tag team with Eddie Guerrero, yeah. I was thinking the same thing, too. That's why I clicked his thing to see, but yeah, he was Jimmy Jack Funk.
Okay.
I think he was the reason that the Rockers got fired the first time they were in WWF, because he, like, tried to fight them in a bar or something like that.
Oh, great.
I'm sure Sean probably deserved it.
The story that Sean tells is like he comes over there and he's like fucking eating his beer glass and he's like, I heard you guys are big partiers or whatever. And another story I had heard is that Marty Jannetty like ended up leaving with some girl that he was trying to talk to too, and that's why he was mad at them. And then the next day in like KRA, he like tried to fight with Marty, and then they ended up getting fired. Yeah.
That sounds like a believable story too.
It does. Yeah.
All of this adds up.
He is an ugly, ugly man.
I used to have a neighbor that looked like him, and his name was Ruben.
Mm.
And he lived at the end of my apartment complex as a kid. And Ruben had every Girls Gone Wild movie delivered to his house. And this is back when, like, we had shared mailboxes. Like, I lived in an apartment complex. So we would always go get the girl. I think I'm past statute of limitations for mail fraud, but we would go get Ruben's Girls Gone Wild videos and go watch them and then put them back in his mailbox.
Okay, let me say one thing. It is absolutely fine for you as a teenager to watch that, but if you're a grown man, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. We were like 13, maybe.
Yeah.
At the time, me and a couple of my friends that lived in the complex.
What are you, sir? What are you doing?
Now, Ruben was like 60, probably.
Yeah, that's exactly. Worse.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh, no, Ruben, sir. No.
And I've never seen
Ruth. How many Penthouse and Hustler and Playboy magazines he had in his closet with stuck pages?
I never saw Ruben in the probably 7 years he lived there wear anything but overalls. And that's all that he wore. Like the, you know, the denim style overalls that
I live in Nebraska, pal. I'm familiar.
That's all I ever saw him wear.
It was easier to get them. He just got those overalls right off, turn on the wild, and just starts tugging. That's what it was for.
Ruben gone wild.
I got it. Easy access.
As soon as the videos turned up, that was it. They were off.
This show devolved really fast from Terry Taylor and Bill Dundee.
That is disgusting. This is all the angel's fault. You see what the angel has done to us?
Yeah.
Ruben pulled out his red rooster and got it rocking and cocking.
He pulled out his Bill Dundee and cockadoodle dude, if you know what I mean. Shout out to Ruben, the newest member of the AWI Funnel of the Fame. He's in. He's got to go in. Shout out to the mayor's old neighbor, Ruben. He's disgusting, and he's in the AWI Funnel of the Fame.
Ruben was like Jerry Lawler because he loved to have a match with Doink and Punch the Clown.
Well, if you came to this show for wrestling, you came to the wrong place.
You said he did.
There's wrestling going on.
That's the trouble. That's when it degenerate. That's when it becomes degenerate. Is when there's wrestling going on.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's this hideous man's fault. I'm telling you what, he looks like a villain in a Spider-Man movie.
The Angel's getting all of the offense in here. He has not done anything for Dundee.
There he is. Wow.
The ring canvas got some heat on him there. They cut off the hot tag. I didn't realize it, but this has been all tag team matches tonight.
Yes. Oh, there's a roll up. 1, 2.
Oh, couldn't quite get
snow camp ref.
Would you call those gold trunks or yellow?
Yellow.
Yeah. They might have started as gold. They're yellow now.
Yeah.
It's like the referee's colored shirt. It's also yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they slammed them into each other. Holy cow.
Maybe I'd go Marigold.
Oh, he kicked out. He kicked out.
He's got the USA boots on, though.
He does. He's got the blue trunks, too, like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. All he's got to do is start chanting USA.
Grab a little Debbie box and a hacksaw and a 2x4 and chant, ho.
My problem is I'd just start eating little Debbie snacks.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not getting a lot of offense in here, these two.
No, I mean, the heel team is really getting heat on them, aren't they?
Yeah. They've pulled the whole match.
They must have really believed in this Jesse Barr and the Angel. They were really going to push him to the moon. He looks like a less hairy George the Animal Steel.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. All he needs is hair and a green tone.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Angel won here. I mean, he's really getting some stuff in.
Well, I don't think he can feel any pain because of that. His skin looks very thick. I don't know why, but it feels like his skin is thicker than most, especially around the head region.
He looks like one of the guys in the circus, like the freak show.
Yeah. That's where they got him from.
Like, come see the bald. I don't know.
Bald, thick-skinned guy.
Yes.
Look at all the wrinkles in his neck.
He looks like the guy that takes the cannonball to the chest. Or the cannonball to the belly.
Yeah, the strong man.
The strong man that gets shot in the belly with a cannonball.
That's him, yeah. That's what happened to his face. One time it missed and hit his face instead. That's what happened to it.
It's going to be a disqualification.
Oh, that was sweet!
1, 2...
That's it!
Wow.
Oh! Wow. They snatched victory from the jaws of defeat here.
That was all they got in the whole match, basically, too.
It was.
That was really fucking cool, actually. I'm going to go back and have a look at that. That was innovative for 1983.
It was. It was a setup by the opponent. It wasn't even a...
Yeah. Watch this here now. Terry Taylor is going to come flying out of nowhere here.
That's because this guy whips him. Watch.
Ooh, he stepped over his partner and hit him with a crossbody.
You thick-skinned, ball-looking motherfucker. Better work on your cannonball shots, bitch.
Cannonball.
You know what? I got to look at some more matches of the Angel. How many did he have? He wrestled all the way up until 1997.
Oh.
In the illustrious TMW promotion. You heard of that one?
I think I've seen it.
What do you think TMW stands for?
Oh God, Trent something.
Something wrestling.
You took a real stab at it, but yeah, the third word is wrestling.
Yeah, territory Midwest wrestling.
That's pretty good. Tennessee Mountain Wrestling.
Cool.
Ah.
I bet it was a big time promotion. Let's see what events they had there. And they had a lot of events. They ran all the way up until 2007, and they opened up in 1995. So they, not bad. Not a bad. Let's just have a look. We had Darren Sharp versus Sammy number 5.
Sammy number 5?
Well, it's Sammy Roman numeral 5, so I'm assuming. Okay. Howie Gibson battled Robert Wilson. Everybody was dreaming for that one. Brandon Danielson in Crazy. Yes, his name is just Crazy.
Brandon Danielson?
JT Coalminer and Skull. Wow, these people. Sammy number 5, Crazy, and Skull. Then John Justice, that's not very good either. This is the TMW title match. John Johnson defeated Evan Turner, not the basketball player. And then the TWM number one contenders match was Jimmy Golden taking on Johnny Rook.
I feel like I've heard the name Jimmy Golden before.
Jimmy Golden.
You have aliases?
Let me see. Jimmy Golden. He is from... I don't know, Tennessee. Avenger number 2. Oh, he was Buckhouse Buck from WCW.
That's where I knew him from. Jimmy Golden. Yeah. Okay. I knew the name.
There we go. Like, we knew someone from that card, which I didn't think we would. So that's amazing. Be on the lookout for our next show featuring wrestling from Tennessee Mountain Wrestling. I'm just fucking kidding. I'd never find it. I'd never find that. If I did, I'd watch it, but I'll never find it. You know what? I don't want to listen to Dave talk anymore, so we're turning you off, Dave. That's it. The second episode of Walking in Memphis. That's the new name of our show when we watch Memphis Wrestling and make juvenile jokes. We make juvenile jokes on every show. We just made a lot more tonight than we normally do. I don't know why. Maybe it's just a Wednesday thing. I'm not sure. But Glenn, it's time for Glenn to get to bed. He's up far too late anyway. Glenn, who do we need to plug before we get you to go night-night?
I'm booking a territory. Excuse me.
You got it, pal.
It's 4 a.m. where you're at. You're okay.
I'm booking a territory with Rob and Dan, the first and last of wrestling, and all the little side projects that go on, and I'll reel them all off when we do Warrior Attitude. Yes. So listen to that, and you'll get them all reeled off there. DG Wrestling with DC and Doc, and of course,
the Doctor Who podcast with Danny Inside. That is on SJP World Media. Check it out.
Yes.
And Mr. Merfis himself. Who do you need to plug?
As always, we got to plug our good buddy, Mr. Thomas Bryce. You can find him at Thomas Bryce 2017 and the wonderful company that. Right about here. I don't know if you won't be able to see it, but
you will be able to see
some things on the Sports Wire Radio. That's sports with a Z, wireradio.org. And with a Z. Like,
I'm not sure of how it shows up on the screen, so I'll do it forwards and backwards.
Yeah, I think you need to do it backwards. Wait, who does this?
Zorro.
I was thinking of The Rock when he does the. Or just the people's elbow. Anyway, yeah, follow Thomas Bryce 2017 and check me out on the old Twitter app at Mayor of Canton. Watch me eat things, review them, and that's every Wednesday at 6 p.m.
That was disgusting.
Find out if Noodles Company is good.
You might, if you want to try it, you better try it fast because they're going to be out of business soon.
Yeah.
It was like microwavable meal for $13. It was not good
downtown
at all.
Downtown here, I think it's closed. No, I don't think. I actually know. Wait, I think there's still one on the south side. So we have one in town. But
wow, I didn't know they were that far out. I just thought that they were like an Ohio-based company that finally got up here because it was shitty. Wow.
Yeah, I've never been impressed with it either, especially for the price that you have to pay for it. I actually told my wife what you tried this week, and she went, "Oh, that shit's expensive."
It wasn't good. It would have been fine. $13 for lunch. That doesn't make me happy at all. But at least if it was good,
I would have
mm-hmm. sucked it up. I'd
like, gladly pay $13 for a good lunch. Absolutely. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
That just looks disgusting, though.
Yeah, once you open it, go watch it, people. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Have a look at it. You judge for yourself. You can go.
I was so disappointed before I even ate it. Just looking at it, I'm like, son of a bitch, man. I just got robbed.
Let's just say, if you go to a restaurant and a group of teenagers come out and they say, have you tried this place before? And you say no. And they say, oh, it's mid. Just leave. Because if teenagers know anything, it's food because it's always on their mind. My son, my 19-year-old son, will think about what he's going to eat next while he's eating. He'll be eating lunch. What's for dinner? Matter of fact, the most things he ever says to me is, what's for dinner? Yeah. Follow the mayor on the X if you're on there. I still feel weird saying that. X. I don't know why, but I just.
It's going to give it to you.
He's going to give it to you. But yeah, make sure you check out all the other stuff we got going on. Glenn mentioned Warring the Attitude. We just reviewed the 1997 Survivor Series. And if you're looking for a podcast that's going to go on and on about the Montreal Screwjob, that's not the one. So it's sort of a different review than the 1997 Survivor Series than you probably ever heard, because we do talk about the Montreal Screwjob, but we don't talk about it for an hour. So check that out, and make sure you check out The Life and Times of Psycho Sid. There is a new episode out right now where he is re-debuting in the World Wrestling Federation as a bodyguard for Shawn Michaels. We'll see how long that lasts. Spoiler alert, not very long. give us a subscribe on YouTube if you're not already. We're at over 300 subscribers right now. Most people would say we're trying to get to 400, but I'm trying to get to 1,000,000. So subscribe if you haven't already. Make sure you do that. Tell your friends to do it. Even if you don't like wrestling, tell your friends to fucking do it anyway. And even if they don't want to do it, take their phone from them and subscribe to us on YouTube anyway. And tell them if they unsubscribe that you will beat them up. Don't do that. I'm just kidding. Don't tell your friends you're going to beat them up. Not unless it's in a loving fashion. Unless you, Mayor, I'm going to beat you up. I love you, son of a bitch. Something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that works. Did you know that Tylene Buck was from Montreal?
I did not know that. Is she really?
I don't know. She was the original Montreal boob job.
I knew that was going to tie in. So.
Sorry. I think she was, because she was part of that Team Canada thing.
It wasn't Team Canada, right? Yeah.
That's the only reason I brought it up. So I'm going with it. It's accurate. If I said it, it's factual.
It's funny. Like, Lance Storm was always like the most, like, supposed to be like a boring guy, but they always put like hot chicks with him. He had Don Marie with him in ECW, and then they put Major Guns with him, and they should pitch that as their next movie, Mayor.
Montreal Boob Job.
Yes. I'm not going to go into the plot of that thing, but I can make a good one for it, I think. Never mind. You know what? We've said a lot, and I'm not going to say any more. The only thing now we're going to do is have Glenn say goodbye.
Goodbye.